Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm so glad you joined us here today. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit extra giddy because my guest today is the most special guest I can get on the show. Yes, I am prejudiced, and I'm allowed to be. As the saying goes, I liked it, and I put a ring on it. I am excited to introduce to you today, for those of you who don't know her, or those of you who do, my wonderful wife, Kathy Kidd. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So today we want to talk to people about being an authority in their industry and why, you know, I mean, it's something we often tend to scare away from, being called an expert, but why do we need it? So to start off with, tell us a little bit about who you are and what's gotten you to this point in your life.
Okay. I started out in web design in 1997. And I really love online business development because it really is the new land of opportunity. It levels the playing field where small entrepreneurs, home-based businesses can compete with the big boys. And it keeps the big companies on their toes. They have to provide better quality and service, otherwise they lose business. And so that's where my passion comes from. That's where my experience comes from. And my favorite thing out of business development is marketing. I love online marketing. I love working especially with speakers, authors, coaches to help them share their message with the world. And what I do in marketing is it includes their entire online presence, their marketing campaign, and that's where I come from. That's where my passion comes from.
So you used a couple of words in there that I'm very familiar with because of, you know, us working together. But explain in more detail, what do we mean when we use the phrase online presence?
Online presence is who you are as a business, as well as when we're working with speakers, authors, coaches in particular, who they are. Each person should have unique branding. What is it that makes you unique? There's lots of different business coaches out there, but what is it in your experience? What is it in your expertise, in your knowledge, your skill, your God-given gift that makes you different from somebody else? What is the style that makes you different? What is the experience that makes you different? Do you like fluffy, pretty pink colors and you appeal to the kind of person who loves that? Or are you a more, you know, do you hang out in the kind of guys club world? Is it, you know, hardcore attorneys in, you know, gray and black? What is that tribe like? Who is it that you're going to attract? And who you really are in sharing your message? And that online presence that you put out in your social media, in your website, in your print materials, your books, your business card, all of that is your online personality and profile.
Okay, so in essence, each one of us actually really does have our own online presence, whether we be, you know, somebody who just uses the internet for fun or we're using it for business.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just want to take it down as simply and small to Facebook, you know, who your profile, you know, what profile picture you put up there, whether it's just a flower or if it's pictures of you with your kids or if it's a business profile or if it's something really casual and zany. Just your profile picture alone puts out there what they're going to expect from you and who you are. And that maybe you're just that person inside of Facebook, and when you're on LinkedIn, it's more professional and you use a different picture, but you're still putting a message out there. You're still giving an online presence.
Well, and I think that brings up a good point. Is it okay for us to have different personas across the different platforms like that?
Absolutely. And it depends on, Facebook is a really, really great example for this. It depends on what you're using the social media for. So if you do a lot of business networking on your Facebook, you're going to have a little more professional kind of stuff. Yeah, you'll mix in some pictures of your kids or some events that you've been to, but you're also going to mix in some professional business photos, maybe some inspiring quotes or things like that. You'll do more of the conservative business stuff on your business page and a little more fun and personal on your profile. Or some people use their Facebook for just social. No business. It's only for fun. So you're going to see a lot more holiday parties, cookie recipes, and it'll be much more personal. And they use their LinkedIn for their business and for resumes and things like that. So absolutely you can have different personas. But there should be something that ties them together. And that would be natural if you're being honest, authentic, and vulnerable. There's going to be something that's similar in each one of them. Not just the fact that it's your face, but you know, maybe your values are very family-oriented. Family's important to you. So you're going to be working in an industry that has something to do with family or works around your family. So that'll be reflected in your LinkedIn, and in your Facebook, it's going to be pictures of your kids their first day of school. So it will be consistent if you're authentic and vulnerable from platform to platform.
And I think that's a great phrase in there, is both authentic as well as vulnerable. Sometimes we tend to shy away from sharing the parts of ourselves that we don't want to show to the world. And it's ironic because we always end up finding that the very thing that we're trying to hide from the world, when we finally share it, that's the thing that people actually end up embracing us in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's part of what I focus on and try to bring out in my clients and really share with them the experiences that I've seen as well as that I've had. And when you think about it, it's the people who are vulnerable and authentic and share those less than perfect moments that we really begin to know, like, and trust. The difference between, say, Barbara Walters and Oprah. Barbara Walters, very well respected. She does good broadcasting. But Oprah, she'll tell you about her weight loss, her struggles, and, you know, when she lost her dog. And we all feel something for Oprah. We know her in a way that we don't know Barbara Walters. So if I saw Oprah on the street, I'd want to run up to her and hug her, and most people would, whereas Barbara Walters, I'd be much more respectful, standoffish, I don't know her as well. I don't feel that warm connection. So the more vulnerable you are, the more human you are, the more people can connect, and they'll see, oh, she gets me. Oh, they understand. So having those vulnerable things are really important, actually.
Mm. So let's dive deep into what we do every day for people. You're stuck on an airplane, and you're flying by yourself, and it's one of those times where you step out boldly and you decide to talk to the person sitting next to you. Or better yet, maybe they asked you, how could you help me with my business? What would be that one thing that you would make sure that before that plane landed that they knew?
I actually have this conversation a lot, and it usually comes out of whether, like you said, on the plane or waiting for a plane or at a business function or any of the places that I meet people. And what I love to ask is, what is your ultimate dream? You know, they always tell me what they do, but then I ask, what is your ultimate dream? What do you really want to do? And they'll say something that they feel like is just unrealistic. Like, for example, I've heard from a few people, you know, well, I want to be the next Oprah. And I'm sorry I'm using Oprah in another example, but it's true. I've heard this recently from several people. And my response to that is, you can really do anything you want to do now, because the internet really is a land of opportunity. And here's the thing. Executives have been having meetings about being on a search for the next Oprah, or rather, to fill the space and void that Oprah left. They're looking online for the person that has that audience, who has that personality, who's going to draw people in, who can interview well, who can be on camera well. So it's not unrealistic. You know, I've heard of coaches, you know, poo-pooing that and saying, oh, you know, nobody can fill those shoes. Well, somebody's going to do it. Somebody is going to fill that void with that next personality, with that next show, with that next entertainment value. And it could so easily be you. But if you don't get out there and you're not in the spotlight where people can see you, then it really never will happen. So my conversation with anyone is always based on the internet is a land of opportunity. So whatever they tell me, 9 times out of 10, my solution is going to be having an online presence and getting out there and being able to do that dream that you're dreaming of, because it's not far-fetched. It's totally possible now.
I love the phrase, the internet is the land of possibilities, because a lot of times I think we tend to shy away from it. We use excuses like, I'm just a, and then, you know, insert in whatever. I'm just a mom. I'm just a business person. I'm just a lawyer. You know, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think doctors even say, well, I'm just a doctor, you know. And I think it's really that message of sharing people the fact that there is so much possibility. Can you speak just a little bit about some of the light bulb moments that you've given to people who have been hiding behind I'm just a, even though they were huge already before we met them?
Oh, absolutely. So the first one that pops to my mind, of course, is Claire Anstey. I love Claire. She has the most dynamic, charismatic personality. If you've ever been in the room with her, it's like you're just drawn to her. She's fun. She's funny. She's fabulous. So authentic. And when I first started working with Claire, the reason that we worked together was she wanted help with online marketing for her magazine. And of course, I asked her, you know, what do you really want to do? What is your real dream? And she said, well, one day I would like to, you know, teach people how to be in front of the camera, how to do what I do, because she has been a presenter for more than 15 years in the UK. She was the face of Virgin Mobile. She interviewed people like Sir Branson. She interviewed the cast of Harry Potter. She's done MTV, Nickelodeon, all kinds of stuff. Just a couple weeks ago, she was on the set where they were doing, where they actually filmed Star Wars, you know, big stuff. Of course, they were done filming Star Wars by then, but she was on that set. That's pretty cool. And she just thought that she was fine to, hey, I want to share my magazine. And I said, well, why can't you do this? Why can't you do it now? And she had said that she would like to have an international show where she can interview people. And she had access to sets and all the cameras and the people. And I'm like, well, why don't you? Why don't you just start filming and interviewing all these wonderful people that you know from around the world and put it on the internet and make it available to everybody? And she's like, really? I can do that? I'm like, yes, you can do that. And so in the last 6 months we've been working together, she has her own internet show. She's interviewed some really amazing people. And she has a whole new program now that is Serve on Screen, where she trains people how to do an interview and how to become an expert on screen in their industry. So they're local TV shows, talk shows, be your go-to expert in your industry. And we've gone in the last 6 months from her thinking that she just was going to promote the magazine that she had, which is phenomenal, of course, but gone from just the magazine to now she's interviewing people on her own show and training people how they can get in front of the camera too. And she's just blossomed and flourished and is just absolutely in heaven over it. So that's one of my favorite examples. I have many more, but that's my favorite recent example.
And I would encourage everybody that's listening, because the thing about it is that usually when we hear that example, we immediately go to that negative place. We immediately say to ourselves, yeah, well, I've never done that. I'm only A. And the thing about it is that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what you've been through, you are five steps ahead of somebody and five steps behind somebody. And the very thing that you maybe even only learned yesterday is the very thing that somebody else is just dying to hear the answer to. But if you don't share it, who's going to? I encourage everybody, as we go into this first commercial break, to really think about what is that thing. In fact, I'm going to encourage you, like we do in our workshops, what is the one thing that you say all the time? Now, some of you that are regulars on the show, you've heard me say this before. You know, it's that thing that your kids roll their eyes when they hear you say it because, oh, there goes mom again. She's talking about, okay, what is that one thing? I want you to get that really clear in your mind during this commercial break, because when we come back, we're going to pick up right from there, and we're going to talk about how important and impactful that one thing is. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
We're back on Thriving Entrepreneur. Thanks for joining me. I'm here today with Kathy Kidd, the best guest I could ever possibly have. And we are having a fun and exciting talk about how awesome you are, about how incredible your story and your message is. So before the commercial break, I ask you to think about what is that one thing that you are constantly saying. And Kathy, I'm going to pass it back over to you. Talk to us about all of the things that come into that one thing that we find ourselves saying all the time. You know, like, for example, you're always telling your kids, hey, kids, clean up your room.
You know, it comes from something. If you're known for something, whether it be, you know, clean up your room, have you done your chores yet, whatever that is. And, you know, it's not that for every parent. Some parents, that's it, and some it's, you know, something else. But it comes from something. For example, that really common one of, you know, don't forget to clean up your room, or have you cleaned up your room yet? That's important to us because maybe we want our kids to be responsible, or we want them to learn how to take care of themselves, or we want them to have those good habits. We want that for a reason. You know, maybe it's because being in a clean and tidy environment sets you up for more success and less stress. It comes from a knowledge and a knowing and becomes important to us for a reason. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep harping on it. So, for example, one of my favorite ones is that my cousin Val, she's known for saying, you know what I mean. And she uses it, it's so funny, she uses it as, you know what I mean, or you know what I mean. And she uses it so often that we all just know her for it. And so she has a website, You Know What I Mean. Her business on Facebook is You Know What I Mean, and it's important. It comes out of, for her, relating to people. She's very relatable. She's very sociable. She's very outgoing, has a ton of friends, and this phrase comes from something. So it's pretty much that way for everybody. You can find some sort of thing that they say a lot that comes out of our own personal belief system. For me, that thing is you find what you're looking for. This is something that I tell my kids. It's something that I share with you. It's something that I tell my clients. And more than anything else, it's something I tell myself. It's a reminder of you find what you're looking for. Two different people can stand there on the beach looking at the ocean. One says, I see God. The other says, I see science. But they're both looking at a beautiful ocean, but they're going to find what they're looking for.
Mm. That's so true. And I think often it has to do with our focus. You know, if we are focused on the brilliance of the sunset, you know, then that's what we're going to see. And if we're focused on the moss that's come up on the shore or whatever, then that's where our focus is going to be. And often it just takes that small shift, like looking up from, you know, debris that's on the beach up to the beautiful sunset, to really begin to discover what's really inside of us. I know I was talking to a client just the other day, and she was like, well, the thing that I say all the time doesn't have anything to do with my business. And then as I began to ask her what it was, she's like, oh, I do see. Yeah, that is totally part of what I do with my business. I love those kind of moments when a person really gets that epiphany that the core of who they are stays the same in everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got something identified. We've identified this is, this is the thing that I always say. So what should we do with that? We've got this little nugget message that we now have identified as something we talk about all the time. What can we do with it?
Well, going back to what we talked about in the last segment about what is that online presence that you have, now we're tying in, you know, what is that core message or what would you share with someone, and what would, what is a key phrase that you use a lot. Often those things all tie together, and when they do, it's a beautiful symphony, really. Because for me, I love marketing. I'm a marketing strategist. So for me, it's a really beautiful thing because then I have something that can really flow through all of your marketing. It comes out in your website. It comes out in your blog. It comes out in your tweets. It comes out in your Facebook feed, your memes, everything, your videos, because it's a consistent message. And for me, that starts with your book. You probably already have things that you've written along those lines because this is a message that you want to share with the world. It's something that is a part of you. It's a part of your belief system. And often that key phrase that we use has something to do and ties in with it. And putting that all together and compiling the content into a book or getting that book out of you that really has that message that you have to share with the world is the cornerstone of what I do in marketing for a reason, and that is because you have a message to share with the world. And from that book, I can utilize all those bits and pieces for your memes, your tweets, your Facebook posts, to help you create an online group that has a membership, maybe a book club. It is a symphony of your online persona, your message, that thing that you need to share with the world.
But wait a minute. I mean, a book is a lot. I mean, we're talking 200-300 words. It's going to take me, I mean, I just heard the other day about somebody that's been researching for the last 10 years to put together their stuff for their book. How could I possibly start with a book? I mean, I don't have 5 years to wait to start my business.
That is what I hear a lot from people that I first encounter. And that is the very old-fashioned, traditional way of doing a book, and it can still be done, absolutely. There are some really fabulous writing coaches out there that will help you get through your very long, tedious process of getting out every creative word, and if that's what you're into, they can help you with that, and it will take a while, and you can get that traditional 300-page book done. But that is not the kind of book that I specialize in and that I ideally have clients do. We do what is called a short read. It's not a new concept. The Reader's Digest, one of the world's largest circulated publications to this day that came out in the 1920s, came out for that need to fill the need of short reads. And we're busy. We're busier than ever, and short reads are more popular than ever, and they're consumed faster. So we have busy professionals who are traveling or, you know, moving throughout their day, they're commuting, whatever, and they have a short read, 30-minute or hour-and-a-half read, something like that that they can finish. And Amazon has actually put out a request for more short reads. There's huge demand. So this is what I encourage clients to do, is create a short read, because what's most important is the message and getting it out to the world.
So how do we then make a short read effective? What's the secret formula to creating a book that's only going to be 50 or 60 pages that has enough content to make it work?
the most important part is we actually have a format that we do. We have workshops that we do for free online or in person. And we have a four-part formula that helps you share your message, what's important about that message, where it comes from, so that's you, who you are, what you're all about, and then, of course, some steps that they can take. So when they put that book down, they have steps they can take immediately right then and there to make their life better. You can use this formula with fiction. We have had clients that used it with fiction. But it's really geared towards speakers, authors, and coaches who want to share a message with the world. And often they find that they have a series of solutions. We have a client who's a teacher, and she wanted to put out a book of tips. And it was like 47 tips in a book. But the problem with that is that it takes a long time to write out all 47 tips, and those tips are buried in the book. So if somebody has a specific problem that they want to find a solution to, it's buried in that book. So they may not even find the book that they need because it's buried. Now, if you divide those into 47 different short reads, they'll be able to quickly and easily find the solution that they need, know that they can come back and get other solutions, and they don't have to wait for all 47 to come out. You can already have five of them out there and available instead of making them wait until all 47 are out.
That's important, too. I mean, if you needed tip number 36, and tip number 36 is on page 215, I got to ask everybody, how many books do you have on your shelf right now that you've started, that you've read the first 50 pages of, you've read the first 100 pages of? You know, maybe you've even gotten down to the place where you've read everything but the last two chapters. What if the last three words on that page happen to be that nugget of truth that you need, that's the answer to what you're going through? You know, it'd be a shame to have that book that's sitting right there next to you on the desk or on your shelf in the living room or whatever, having what you need and you're missing it because of that old school format. So I'm going to encourage you all to be thinking during this break. Okay, in fact, I want you to get on Twitter, and I want you to use the hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur, and I want you to, along with that, tell us, this is the message I need to share. So, you know, if your message is people need the Lord. That was the first one that came to my mind. I mean, that could be your message. And, you know, let people know. Let us know. Hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur, and then just put in your message. Tweet that while you're listening to this commercial break, and we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority. Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur. This is Steve, and I'm here with my gorgeous wife, Kathy, and we are talking today about you being the expert that you are and sharing that with the world. The thing that we love more than anything else is to really shine a spotlight on you. We love bringing out who you are to the world so that what you have can be shared with the world. Now, I know there's some of you out there that even at hearing that, you're resistant to that. So, Kathy, could you talk a little bit to the people who are fighting against sharing their message?
Absolutely. You know, I could say a few different things here, but the thing that comes to my mind, because it's so fresh in my memory, really, is Dr. Missy. We just launched her book last week, and her story is very personal. She had 2 near-death experiences, and from that, she learned so many things. I mean, I can't even imagine. The book is a short read, and I know that she has so much more to share with the world. But getting the book out there was a little scary for her, and it was amazing. During the launch party, she had people asking, you know, how can I work with you? They wanted more information. And since then, people have come to her and said, because her book is titled No Longer Silent, because she's sharing this message in the book, and people have come to her and said, I read your book. I'm so inspired. I choose to no longer be silent. I'm going to expose these things in my life. I want help. I'm going to share with others. And that's just in this last week. Now, even for just those people, you know, if it's just a handful of people in the last week, and I know it's more than a handful, but even if it was just a handful, imagine they've been waiting on her. Other people have been waiting on that message. There's a reason that message needs to get out there. She's helping people and changing lives. So I would say to anyone that somebody is waiting on your message, and you have to get over that fear, because everybody seems to have that initial fear, the first book that they put out, and the response is always better than they expected, and they're always amazed at how many people are touched by their words, and it is just it is a joy, part of my job, to watch that happen, because I read it in their book before it ever goes out, and I'm like, wow, that's really moving. And then they put it out there, and all these people are helped, and then they're even, you know, motivated by the fact that it's helped other people, and they're ready to do more and get out there even more. So if you have a message inside of you, get it out there to the world, because somebody is waiting on you.
And, you know, it's amazing, because I've been blessed on the show to have some amazing people on as guests. And there is one message that is universal. There's several, actually, but one especially that's universal across all of them. The person I was thinking about actually is Christine Closer, who teaches you how to write a book. That's what she does full time, is teaching you how to write a book. And she said that she learned this through the book that she wrote and what she shared in her book. She was positive that she would lose all of her customers and that nobody else would ever want to hear anything else she had to say. And she went ahead and took the leap of faith and shared it anyway. And it turns out that is actually the thing that was the catalyst that caused her business to explode.
That absolutely makes sense. That makes sense. I've seen it before. Absolutely.
So if you could go back in time, jump in your time machine, way back to 1997, if you knew then what you know now, what would you do differently with people that you're helping with their websites, their online presence, all of that? What would you do that you do now? What would you have done way back then?
Oh, my goodness. Well, boy, I think the number one thing that it would change is I would make sure to know that being vulnerable and authentic is what truly gets your ideal client, brings your ideal client to you. And it's so important to work with your ideal client, because then it's a joy for you and for them, and it's always a good fit. And your ideal client is the person who can pay you. You know, people worry that, oh, my ideal client, but what if they can't pay? No, that's part of being your ideal client. So it's someone that will relate to your truth. You relate to them. It's usually, like you said, somebody who's 5 or 10 steps behind you. And, of course, there's always somebody who's 5 or 10 steps ahead of you. So if I could go back and know that then, that is what I would have shared with my clients. Because I know early on it was all about having a website that is clean and professional and polished and, you know, very corporate or business, you know, because we were trying to match what other businesses were already doing, you know, and we were competing with the big, cold corporate businesses. And what I've learned over the years is in the internet space, small businesses, that niche is rich, broad is broke, and being vulnerable and authentic is what brings your ideal client. And bringing your ideal client is what's going to truly make you money, truly going to make you happy. You're going to have more success helping them. And if I could go back, that is the one thing that I would want to know and share with my clients.
And that's kind of amazing, really. I mean, everybody close your eyes for just a second. Now imagine if you have more joy, more fulfillment, and you have more money. So you don't have to just be happy and be living in a ditch, but you can actually have your business succeeding better and feel more fulfilled. Okay, now open your eyes. Now, don't you feel better already just from that visualization? I mean, remember that your mind cannot distinguish between what you vividly imagine and what you actually do. The thing about it is that the key in that is to be, as Kathy said earlier, genuinely authentic and vulnerable. So let's talk a little bit more about the fear of our vulnerability. I know you know from personal experience how you know, how strong that message can be. What would be the one thing you would say to somebody who still is really feeling afraid of sharing their story?
Just one, huh?
Well, or two or three or whatever.
Well, I would probably start by sharing my own story. In my 20s, I had agoraphobia, if you're familiar, if the audience is familiar with that term. It's it got to the point where I was afraid to leave my home. I didn't leave my house for even 3 months at a time to so much as check my mail. And it's a true and real fear, you know, that comes out of, for me, PTSD. And others have more fears. And even just the average everyday person can have a fear of being rejected or judged or any of that kind of thing. And I came out of a fear to even leave my own home and eventually overcame that and got better and better and better. Now I can go to the grocery store, go out, do all those things. I even speak in public. But I would say that when you put yourself out there, when you allow yourself some exposure, you will find both supporters and hagglers, but you can really ignore the hagglers, truly. And the response that you will get from other people is going to be, oh, you get me. Oh, I want to support you. It's amazing how we as humans, we need that interaction. You know, the internet, I think, has created more interaction and more vulnerability because we're able to connect and see each other's everyday experiences. And even so much as just a quick like is nice support for what you're exposing to the world.
And I think a lot of us can testify to the fact that when we share our story, you know, if you do have somebody that's a troll that comes out and says something negative, it usually you don't even have to deal with it. Somebody else, of the hundreds of comments that you'll get when you're really authentically open and vulnerable, somebody else will jump on them. You know, I mean, it may be somebody, you know, that's one of your friends. It could be somebody that's one of their friends that will tell them that they're really being stupid. So you really need to understand that the fear, to use the old acronym, is false evidence appearing real. It's not really real because the power it has over you is in that silence. And you talked about Dr. Missy's book. That's the power of Dr. Missy's book, is when you embrace no longer being silent, then you begin to take back control of your life, because as you speak your truth, the power comes up within you and the world meets you with open arms. And it just really is true. I really want a few of you to just take a deep breath. I can sense out there that there's a few of you that are a little scared and a few of you that are really excited. And I want each of you to just take a deep breath during this commercial break and think to yourself, how important is it to me to make sure that whether it's one or 1 million people, that the thing that I'm supposed to share with them gets shared? This is Steve, and I'm here with Kathy. And, you know, we have just really enjoyed being able to talk with you today about you, the expert, about the fact that you're great at being you. You know, here's the thing. Nobody else can be you. There is no one else on the planet that has the ability to be you. Just like you can't be Oprah, she can't be you. So let's all be the best us we can be. So, Kathy, I know that you have some really impactful things that we do with our clients. Share with people what they could do to begin to start working with you and get their story out there and really start sharing with the world their truth.
Well, the number one thing that anybody can do is go to best sellersguild.com, which will take you to a Facebook group that we have that is, it's the Best Sellers Guild, because we don't bother to write books, we write bestsellers. And that's currently free, and we're doing a writing, publishing, and marketing challenge to help people get their books written, get them published, and become bestsellers. And so they can come to that group for free, participate for free, enjoy a workshop for free, and engage with us there. Find me on Facebook, Kathy Kidd, K-A-T-H-Y-K-I-D-D. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. So those are just some of the ways that they could engage with me right now, today. Anybody could.
All right. That's wehelpyouthrive.com, wehelpyouthrive.com. Wehelpyouthrive.com. And we really do, have as our heartbeat to help you thrive, to shine a brilliant spotlight on how awesome and amazing you are. So, Kathy, we always want to make sure, whether it be in our short read or on a podcast or on a blog post, that we give somebody a tangible action that they can take right now, today, or at the very least this week. What are a couple of things that a person could do right now immediately to really start stepping out and being the authority in their industry?
One of the things they can do is, if you already have blog posts, if you already have Facebook posts, if you already have content written, if you already have articles you've published, compile that work and make a book out of it. Make a short read, because I bet you the consistency through all of it is a message that you need to share with the world. So if you already have written materials, get those together, put them into a book, and publish it online. And if you need help doing that, we would be glad to help you with that. Go to bestsellersguild.com, join our free guild, and we can help you and support you there. If they don't have anything written yet, they can join one of our free workshops, and we'll walk you through how to write a book in 1 hour, and you'll get that message out there to the world.
That's right, people. She said, we will actually teach you how to write your book in 1 hour. 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'd like to ask you to do me one more favor, because we run into this a lot, and I know you and I laugh about it all the time, but say a couple of words to the people out there that, after they have a conversation with me, they're going to tell you about how nice I am. Share some of those stories, because they're really quite funny.
It's true. I network in a lot of women in business organizations, because that's my heart. That's who I relate to. And it's really our ideal client. And a lot of times, I'm the first contact that people have. And so they don't get to meet you. They haven't heard your radio show yet. They haven't met you yet. And the first part of our process, when you go through our authority package, because we make it so simple and easy for entrepreneurs that are busy, we take their outline of their book and then refer them to you to do that book interview. And I can pretty much guarantee I expect that email or that call or that text or that Facebook message, and they always say, Steve was so amazing. Steve was so nice. I can't believe the process, because the book comes out in the interview process, is transcribed, send it to ghostwriter and editor and have it fluffed up into a book. But they're always amazed at your technique and how you draw out that story in a format that becomes a book. So, I think you're pretty amazing.
Oh,
and
gosh,
so do they, obviously.
I mean, the thing about it is that we know that you have a story to share. And in the end, you've heard me say it, but now you've got Kathy here on the show saying it too. We want to share you with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, any parting words to people before we end this episode?
I would just echo what you're saying, because it really is my passion to help share people's message with the world. It's, you know, I used to kind of hide behind that, in that I would help people share their message with the world, and now I'm more vulnerable and authentic and visible, and letting people know what we do. And what we do is we work with amazing change agents to share their message with the world. They are transforming the world and helping people. And so there are people right now listening to this show, whether it's in podcast or they listen live, and they know they have a message that they need to get out to the world. And just come get in touch with me, and whether I can personally help you, Steve can help you, or we can just send you in the direction of where you need to get started. Please reach out to me, because somebody out there is waiting on you.
Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. Facebook is Thrive Biz Dev. Happens to also be our Twitter account. Or you can look up Kathy personally, Kathy Kidd. That's Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y-K-I-D-D. You know, Kathy and I would love to be able to talk with you, to share with you. We always do a free discovery session when we start off with people, you know, to see how we can help them. And like Kathy said, if we're not the right solution for you, we will gladly refer you over to any one of the many friends that we've made over the last 20 years that have what you need. Because we want you to know, more than anything else, that you're important and you're impactful. So, Kathy, thanks for taking the time this evening that we're recording it, which will be aired during the morning. Thanks for taking the time to really share with people your unique brilliance.
Thank you for having me.
I want to remind everybody that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. And Kathy and I's desire is to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. Whenever you would like help, support in being no longer the best kept secret in your industry, we are here because we help you thrive. We hope that you'll have a great week, and we will talk to you next time on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.